This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palmer. A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he's standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mr. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Mr. Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying that he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after the troops left. Rupert Colville is from the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights.
Taliban spokespeople have issued a number of statements in recent days, including pledging an amnesty for those who worked for the previous government. They've also pledged to be inclusive. They've said women can work and girls can go to school. Such promises will need to be honored. And for the time being, again, understandably, given the past history, these declarations have been greeted with some skepticism.
Peter Zwack is a U.S. Brigadier General and a member of the Wilson Center of Global Fellows.
His speech, he laid it out. I appreciated the fact that he said the buck stops here. It's a difficult position because clearly the imagery at the airfield is close to disastrous. And how we work our way out of this situation is now all eyes are on it.
This is VOA News. The Taliban have declared an amnesty across Afghanistan and urged women to join their government. The militants are seeking to reassure a wary population that their rule will be different this time. Tuesday's comments come a day after deadly chaos gripped the main airport as desperate crowds tried to flee the country following a blitz across Afghanistan that saw many cities fall to the insurgents without a fight. Tropical Storm Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. The depression regained storm status overnight on Monday, adding to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also forced overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers to act quickly. The country's southwestern area was hit the hardest by Saturday's earthquake. It began to see heavy rain and strong winds after nightfall, and officials warned that rainfall could reach 15 inches in some areas. Rescuers have recovered more bodies from the sites of severe flooding that devastated parts of northern Turkey, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea provinces on August the 11th, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. About 2,400 people were evacuated across the region amid the floods, with scores of them lifted to safety by helicopters. Many are being temporarily housed in student dormitories. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is appealing to a federal judge's order of suspension of new oil and gas releases on federal land waters. A Louisiana-based federal judge issued a ruling in June, siding with Louisiana's attorney general and officials in 12 other states. Those states said the administration bypassed bureaucratic steps required before such administration delays can be undertaken, and that the moratorium would cost the states money and jobs. The administration said Monday that the pause is needed because the leasing programs are responsible for significant greenhouse gas emissions. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.